Welcome to your five for the day. In one of Hergé's Tintin books, The Land of Black Gold, two bumbling detectives called Thompson and Thompson find themselves driving their jeep in the middle of the Sahara Desert. As they look for their way out of the desert, they're delighted to discover a set of tire tracks which they follow. As they proceed, they soon discover that more tracks keep joining those they have already found and are encouraged to think that they've discovered a busy highway. After some time, the Thompson twins discover a petrol can in the middle of the road, of the sort which would have been strapped onto the back of a vehicle. Thinking themselves to be most fortunate to have discovered a spare, one of the twins takes it round the back of the jeep to put it in, only to discover their own spare can is missing. If by now you've figured out that their highway in the desert was actually made up of their own tracks, having driven around in circles, you've quicker skills of deduction than these two detectives. The Thompsons had one thing right. They needed a straight road which would lead through and out of the desert, a highway. Early in the Gospels, John the Baptist is found preaching in the desert, preparing the way for the arrival of the Lord Jesus. As he cries out, he tells the people to make straight in the desert a highway for our God. At the coming of the Lord Jesus, every valley would be raised up, every mountain and hill brought low, the crooked ways would be made straight, and the rough places would become a plain. It's interesting to notice that John compares people's goodness to the flower of the grass, pretty insignificant at best. And there's John, in the desert, nothing green to be found at all. John's message was this: as far as God is concerned, the good things we do, compared with his own perfect standards, are insignificant. In fact, they're compared with filthy rags. So, John called the people to repent and be baptized. That is, they were to turn completely from their wrong ways and look to God for the answer to their sin. By being baptized, submerged in the River Jordan, it signified a change in their life. Soon after John the Baptist, Jesus came to sacrifice himself as God's answer to the problem of sin. Just as John said, he was the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. Not long after Jesus had been raised from the dead and ascended into heaven, the Apostle Peter began preaching in Jerusalem. His message was just as Jesus had instructed his disciples. It was the same message as John's: repent and be baptized, with this difference. People who were baptized by John showed that they had turned from their sin and needed a Saviour who had not yet come. People who are baptized today showed that they have turned from their sin, that they needed a Saviour, and that they are trusting the one who has already come. And in between, Jesus was baptized, showing himself to be the Saviour. Those who came to John to be baptized asked what was expected of them. Some were in the valley and needed to be lifted up. He called for his followers to share their possessions with one another so that none were in need. Some were on the mountaintop of pride, but sadly the religious leaders of the day refused to humble themselves. Some had been crooked in their dealings, and he called for the tax collectors to deal straightly and fairly. Some were rough characters. When the soldiers came to be baptized, he told them to be content with their wages and not to extort money. Have you ever felt like the Thompson twins? You've been here before. You're going round in circles. You want to do what's right, but can't seem to find the way forward. Whether your experience is the valley, hemmed in on every side, or the mountain, lifted up with pride, whether you've been crooked or rough in your ways, the answer is the same. It's a highway. No more going round in circles. Prepare a highway for God's arrival in your life by turning away from your sin. Prepare your heart for the one who can make the change for you. His is a straight path. Repent and be baptized. Then you'll be able to say like the psalmist David, "He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake."